The American people are outraged, and rightfully so. The recent exposé by the Daily Signal and Just the News has revealed the shocking reality of where their hard-earned tax dollars are going. USAID, the very agency that claims to be helping impoverished nations, has instead been caught funneling money into radical leftist causes that directly oppose biblical truth. From funding transgender operas to backing radical ideological programs in foreign workplaces, the corruption runs deep. Even more disturbing, reports suggest that some of this money has made its way into the hands of known terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda in Iraq. A betrayal of the American people. Scripture is clear about the role of government and the stewardship of resources. Romans chapter 13 verse 4 states, "For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer." Instead of fulfilling this role, our government has become an enabler of immorality, using taxpayer dollars to support sin under the guise of humanitarian aid. USAID's involvement in funding projects that align with the Open Society Foundation, led by George Soros, a known globalist pushing anti-Christian agendas, exposes how deeply embedded the forces of darkness are within our institutions. Jesus warned us in Matthew chapter 7 verse 15, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing but inwardly are ravenous wolves." This deception is exactly what we are witnessing today. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Funding the works of darkness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11 commands us, "Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them." USAID has become a tool to promote radical social agendas rather than serving its intended purpose. The following are just a few of the egregious misuses of taxpayer money. Promoting gender confusion. USAID has been caught funding programs that push transgender ideologies abroad, furthering the global attack on God's design of male and female, Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. Advancing radical leftist policies. USAID grants are linked to organizations promoting Marxist-inspired policies that seek to dismantle biblical values and Western civilization itself. Aiding terrorist groups. Reports indicate that some USAID funds have ended up in the hands of terrorist organizations, the very enemies of freedom and Christian values. Brainwashing government bureaucracies. Many of these funds are channeled to NGOs that push woke ideologies into the federal government, corrupting institutions from the inside. The call for righteous action. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2 declares, "When the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan." Right now, the groaning of the American people is reaching a breaking point. They have had enough of the corruption, the waste, and the blatant attacks on God's truth. The exposure of USAID's funding atrocities should not merely shock us, it should drive us to action. Here is what must be done. Defund USAID's radical programs. Congress must take immediate steps to stop taxpayer dollars from funding anti-Christian and anti-American agendas. Hold government officials accountable. Those responsible for this waste and immorality must be removed from their positions. Support candidates who stand for biblical truth. Christians must be engaged in the political process, ensuring that leaders with godly convictions are put into office. Pray for the nation. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 reminds us, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Our battle is not merely political, it is spiritual. Conclusion. It is no longer enough to be passive observers. The corruption within USAID is a reflection of a greater spiritual battle being waged against truth. If we do not stand now, the forces of darkness will continue to spread their influence, using our own resources against us. The time is now. Christians must awaken, take action, and stand firm against these evil agendas. We must demand that our government cease funding wickedness and return to policies that honor God. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew chapter 6 verse 21. It is time to demand that our treasure be used for righteousness, not rebellion against our Creator.